Yep, Neville here. It's November the 27th, Friday evening. I'm sitting in my home office. Some thoughts about the update to the Sky News iPhone app. One of my favourite apps on the iPhone, one of the ones that I use from an app point of view as opposed to a browser, to get the news at a glance, and it is really very good. Enjoy it a lot. So an update was released today, or rather I saw it today when I logged into the App Store to check something. And there were two things, or one thing about it rather, that caught my eye in the description about video support. And that lets you submit reports by video. I thought, that's interesting development. So I took a look, and yes, you can. It still ought to do it by audio, in my view, such as I'm doing now, for instance, recording this into Audioboo. Wouldn't it be good if I could record this as a report into Sky News and submit that audio? If you can do video, why not audio? Or I'm out and about somewhere, the ambient noise, I interview someone, upload it straight away. Yeah, I could see that would be handy. But the point, the main reason for this commentary was a feature I also noticed. I hadn't noticed this before, maybe I missed it, but I noticed it now because I was looking. A button at the bottom of the app called Discuss. Click on that or tap that and you get another page giving you links to blogs and forums. Excellent. So that you could then participate on the web from the app on your iPhone in conversations with people about whatever. And so as I would do, I tapped both to see what they're like. And boy, what a disappointment, Sky. What you get when you tap those is the regular website. And here you are on a mobile device, on an iPhone, and you've got comes out of the app, it launches your browser, takes you to the blogs, for instance, on that link on the Sky News website. And there you are presented with, as the iPhone does, renders the page as a full page in the tiny screen. You cannot read anything. You cannot interact with this. What a wasted opportunity. Why on earth did you do that, Sky? That is ridiculous. What you want to be doing is, and this probably is quite a bit of work, frankly, but if you're going to have a link to blogs, if you're going to have a link to forums that invite users of the app to interact in some way with you, with each other, and indeed, surely you would want to encourage interaction. You've got to make the experience at least easy, let alone a pleasure, because you go to that normal website on the small screen, it's impossible. You just go away, as I did. What a disappointment. So the app is great. That idea is terrific. Your execution is just awful. So that, I'm sorry to tell you, is simply a fail. What a pity. Great app, mind you.